You're tuned to 89.1 WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this WGLT Datebook. Rhys Lovell is crossing the cultural streams as he steps into a new role as curator at the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington. Lovell is a main stage on the theater scene in Bloomington Normal, having worked with Heartland Theater, where he's currently the artistic director, since 1989. Lovell says he can call on the skills that he's acquired at Heartland Theater in order to curate exhibitions at the McLean County Arts Center. He says his approach to artistic curation is twofold.
Selection is one half of what a curator does. The other half is organizing and displaying what you've selected in such a way that the viewer can begin to see and understand the relationship between the objects, whether those objects are works of art hung in a museum or, you know, glass figurines displayed in a curio cabinet in your home. Now, the objects, as displayed, they may appear in harmony with one another or in opposition, but the relationship, and here's the key, the relationship is always intentional. It's by design. It's your design. How the work is exhibited creates a context for the viewer.
Rhys, you have a theater background that goes back many, many years. Everyone knows you as the artistic director at Heartland Theater. So how do you envision your theater skills transferring to your job as a curator?
I think you can find a lot of overlap between the work that I perform in my role as artistic director and the work that a curator does. So as an artistic director, let me start there. Maybe the most important task that I'm charged with is selecting the plays that the theater will produce in a season. That's what our audience is going to pay to see. And taken as a whole, the season sets a standard. It creates an expectation for our audience by which they may begin to judge the quality of our work. I'm really lucky to have an excellent, highly qualified play selection committee that brings forward recommendations of plays that they feel would be a good fit for our theater. So this is a long process lasting about 3 months, but by the end of the second month, we've come up with a short list from which I make the final selection. You know, as chair of the committee, I'm also throwing out my own ideas. But one of the most challenging parts of that process connects back to the second part of my definition of what it means to curate. And that's stepping back, getting a broad view of things, and really figuring out which of the plays on that short list are going to work together as a season. I'm looking for balance. Maybe we could say that's also part of what a curator does. He creates balance. So comparing all of that with what I will be expected to do in my new position as curator at the Arts Center, the similarities, I think, are fairly obvious. Only instead of selecting plays and arranging them into a meaningful whole, I'm selecting pieces of art and arranging them into a meaningful whole.
What connections, contexts, or themes would you like to explore as a curator?
I'm going to be looking for those connections that really encourage a kind of cross-pollination between disciplines. Right now, we have an exhibition up in the Dolan Gallery titled Art, Strings, and Tambourines. It's a benefit for the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, showcasing talents of professional artists on violins and tambourines directly on it. What they've done is
instruments.
Yeah, is to use the actual instruments as their canvas. Each artist painting in their own distinctive style directly upon the head of the tambourine or the body of the violin. Some are whimsical, you know, some are maybe a little more meditative, but they're all just delightfully unique. There's online bidding going on right now for the pieces. It's open. If you want to go to ilsymphony.org to place your bid, you can help support one of our many local arts organizations that has been devastated by the COVID-19 pandemic.
So do you have any artists in mind that you would like to feature in the coming months, Rhys? And how will you go about building relationships with the artists in the area?
Fortunately, having been immersed in the theater community for going on 3 decades now, I know a lot of people around town, and that's a blessing. So as far as the immediate future, the Arts Center has exhibitions planned for the rest of the calendar year. So currently, in addition to Art, Strings, and Tambourines, we're also showing the work of David Dow in the Armstrong Gallery, and Jessica Bingham and Hua Nin, they're showing together in the Brandt Gallery. And then once that is taken down, what will go up is our 94th annual amateur arts exhibition. I kind of did a double take when I saw that it was the 94th anniversary. It's one of the longest lasting exhibitions of this type in the state.
Oh, that is really amazing. 94th. I mean, I think about that. I also think about community players who are like almost 100 years old. Isn't it amazing? That's great that this stuff survives this long and that it's so popular that it would go on for that long.
And I would hope that 90 years ago, people from the arts were talking, the visual arts were talking to those folks from Community Players that got it up and running, talking about how if I scratch your back, you scratch mine.
What are you most looking forward to sinking your teeth into? Because you've only been there about a week, and there's a lot of stuff that's washing over you right now. But I bet you're really excited about certain things. What would that be?
Getting to know the artists on a one-to-one level so that when they bring their work in, I can talk to them about it and get their input in terms of how they would like their work shown. You know, it's always about building relationships. And honestly, I'll build a relationship with an artist the same way I would with anybody else, and that's to buy him a cup of coffee and sit down and just talk to each other. If COVID prevents that from happening, then I'll give him an IOU for the cup of coffee and we'll talk virtually.
That's Reese Lovell, the new curator for the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington. I'm Laura Kennedy.